So here we are, and I remain quite fond of this simple statement, here we are. Here you are, here I am, to be here. But there's also now, and the now, this time, this now, for those of us in California or further east, it's evening and it's the last scheduled sitting for this evening, for this day. And we are trying to do something in this practice. It isn't just like sit and do nothing, but it's almost like not doing anything. What we're trying to do primarily is to awaken our capacity to be aware, to have a heightened awareness for what's happening in the present moment and discover freedom in that awareness here. And that's a process is slow to understand ourselves well enough, to understand the ins and outs of our minds and strategies we have, how we deal with challenges and joys, and to begin looking beyond the strategies we have to something that we call in Buddhism is called freedom, liberation. And in this last sitting of the day, I encourage you to continue showing up for awareness, showing up to be present for your experience, and breathing often works well. If you're tired and still hard to stay focused on breathing, you might ever so gently breathe a little bit more intentionally. Just not something that's tiring or challenging, but just a little bit to keep you engaged and maybe brings a teeny bit more oxygen in. But something that's within the normal range of breathing, but just a teeny bit more. And the other thing you might try that can go hand in hand, especially this last sitting, is have an attitude about what happens during the sitting. Experiment with the attitude that there are no problems. That for the next 40, 45 minutes or so, it's a problem-free zone. A problem implies there's something to solve and fix. Implies that something is wrong. What would happen if in this last sitting everything is forgiven? What if in the last sitting for this time there's nothing you have to prove or fix or get away from, or nothing about you needs to be any different? It's a very generous time, the last evening of a retreat, last sit of a retreat. Ideally, it's a very generous time and forgiving time and compassionate time and allowing time. But the thing that to allow for, things are, you still want to keep developing awareness. You still want to wake up and do your best. But your best is only your best. It's not, you know, it's what you're able to do now. It doesn't have to look hot and great and wonderful. No problem. You just keep showing up the best that's available for you. Waking up, letting go of thoughts, waking up to the fact that you're thinking, beginning again, beginning again. And see what it's like to give you this sitting, allowing this sitting to be a problem-free zone in which you can ride the Dharma, ride awareness, and see what happens in practicing mindfulness in a problem-free zone. So again, I would like to emphasize that the last evening of a retreat is really a special time, special. Nice to approach it with a very radically different attitude than maybe any other time in life. And one way I suggested it was for it to be a problem-free zone. But that might be a problem to see it that way, because it might be difficult to appreciate how much the idea of problems is a mental construct. Some of us will take problems to be the inherent to how things are, the true nature of things. But it's not necessary to approach things with problems. Closely related to this idea is that maybe in addition or instead of a problem-free zone time, this is a fault-free time. This last sitting, and maybe from now until you time to go to bed, you might allow yourself permission for it to be a fault-free time. You're free of all your faults. Wouldn't that be great? You're not responsible to them, you're not accountable to them, you're not guilty of them, you're just, have these constructs of faults. When I was a Zen monk, Zen priest, for 1 year I was what's called the Eno, which is the person who's the head of them, in charge of managing everything to do with the meditation hall. And it's kind of a leadership role. And in Zen, what happens in the meditation hall is very well choreographed. People enter it in a very exact way through the door. They walk in a very particular way. As they walk, they have their hands in a particular way. When they come to their seat, they bow to their seat in a particular way. They bow away from the seat. They get up on their seat in a very particular way. You sit backwards onto your cushion and you swing around clockwise, and you can't swing around counterclockwise, that's not the way. And all these things are very exacting. And it's a real recipe for someone who likes to be stern and rigid and, you know, that they're and disciplinarian. And some people in this role of Eno sometimes are even frightening. But, you know, they're kind of riding you, watching very carefully, making sure you do things just right, because... But when I had this role, I would tell people, when you come into the meditation hall, you, in this particular place, you can make no mistakes. There's no such thing. In this strange place of Zen meditation hall, there are no mistakes. However, I might come and tell you we do it differently. So some people seem to like this idea, that maybe there's a different way of doing it, but we don't have to see it as a mistake. Maybe there are different ways of doing it, maybe there's things to figure out, but maybe we don't have to see it as a problem. If the idea of a problem is heavy and weighs you down and it kind of is a little bit depressing or something, or there's no fault, if what fault means is that you somehow see yourself as a bad person or wrong person. It's really a judgment about you as a person. At this last evening, between now and time you fall asleep, maybe you could try it out, a leap of faith, that for these minutes, this hours, however long you're going to be awake, Maybe it can be a fault-free zone, a problem-free zone. There might be things to figure out. There might even be things you want to say, I apologize for. But maybe you are fault-free right now. You've probably heard the saying, I won't do it accurately. So it's in a, somewhere, someone in the United States, someone famous, I guess, said something like, I've had a lot of problems in my life, most of which never happened. And I think it points to the idea that the mind will make problems, anticipatory problems. So my friends, it is okay for you to go to bed and go to sleep feeling content and happy and free and peaceful. Give yourself the break. Give yourself this generosity to lay down contented and day well spent. And for now, you're fault free. For now, you're forgiven. For now, there are no problems you have to solve. For now, it's okay to quietly and peacefully drift off into sleep. And if you don't, it's not a problem. It's just something else to be mindful in the midst of. No fault. And I hope you have a good and deep and sound sleep. And I look forward to seeing you in the morning. Thank you.